Black water hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl.
This song from Jim Stafford reflects how a nation has long felt about swamps.
Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you.
A gloomy place.
Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou.
A forbidding area filled with creepy, crawly creatures. This is often the image we hold of a swamp, and the reason is because it's true. Welcome to Dragonfly Marsh. At first glance, this is just a pool of muddy, soupy water. But what you're seeing is habitat, wetland habitat, and wetlands are the most diverse of all habitats in Kentucky. Hundreds of creatures depend on wetlands, and not just the bugs and snakes we hear about in songs. If you're facing the water, the fallen timber to your right, the surrounding tree stands, and behind you the weedy vegetation, this is a community made of plants, fish, amphibians, mammals, and birds.
Wetlands are very important just to the general health of mankind. I mean, we all need water to survive.
It's a wild place. It's kind of a tangle in a jungle, and there are things splashing around in there. You just never know what you're going to see when you go in a swamp.
Rocky Pritchard and John McGregor are wetland experts. Rocky is the Department of Fish and Wildlife's migratory game bird specialist. He spends a lot of his time with waterfowl.
They're very important areas for wintering and migrating ducks.
Like other exhibits at the Salado Center, Dragonfly Marsh doesn't feature any one particular animal, and though many live here, you may see very few. This area quickly illustrates how secretive animals can be. But as you gaze out, the eyes of perhaps 50 species are staring back at you. Include insects and other bugs, and that number may climb to several hundred and 50.
It could be just about anything looking back at you.
John McGregor knows swamps. He's the state's foremost authority on reptiles and amphibians.
There may be a big snake that's inside a log. There could be a raccoon up in a hollow tree looking at you. There may be an egret somewhere off in the trees. There'll be turtles. They may be so far away that you can't see them, but they're looking at you because they're all concerned that you might be a threat to them. They're curious about you also.
It just can be tremendous, the number of different species that would use a marsh. I mean, everything depends on water. It's just one of the most dynamic systems we have anywhere.
You know, this is the honeymoon suite at the Hilton to a streamside salamander.
A wetland is a transitional land between aquatic and terrestrial systems, much like a floodplain. If you've heard the term edge habitat, here is where it applies.
Straight lines in nature just don't exist out there. Straight lines are more of an artifact of man's attempt to tame nature. You know, a channelized stream, a highway. I would much rather see something that's feathered, you know, where one habitat blends into another. And that's kind of what edge habitat really is. It's where habitats come together unevenly.
As you glance about, you see that plants in a wetland like to have their feet wet. These aquatic plants provide food and cover for wetland creatures. They also oxygenate the water for what lives below. Even the platform you're standing on now is habitat.
Right underneath us, there's probably a big old snapping turtle, you know, maybe a 15 or 20 or 25 pounder, probably a northern water snake or two underneath the dock here. And this dock, you know, to a spider or a snapping turtle, it's the same as a big old fallen tree or a big log. The turtle doesn't know the difference. It's a good place to hide.
Hey, up here! Wetland habitat is also in the treetops.
In the air and in cypress, oak, hickory, and other trees you see, habitat is ever-present. Birds, including prothonotary warblers, tree swallows, and red-headed woodpeckers depend on trees. So do insects, and a variety of tree frogs.
Each one is unique. No two wetlands are alike. It's not a lake, it's not a permanent body of water, but it's something that's very dynamic. It dries out and floods during different parts of the year, and it's this flooding and drying cycle that really makes that area so rich. Kentucky has lost over 80% of the wetlands that were here when Daniel Boone came through Cumberland Gap. We've now recognized how that loss has affected us, and efforts are underway not only here in Kentucky, but across the continent to actually increase wetland acreages. This is vital to the welfare and well-being of man and for the wildlife populations we enjoy.
A swamp is just a thing of beauty.
Wetlands are wonderlands. And until the next stop here at the Salado Center, stop and listen again to the sound of the Wetland Band.